Eva Kodja, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Sheroid, the Airclaw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. We've got some new tracks for you this week, tracks we haven't played before. We've also got some good old favourites and some requests that we play for you as the programme goes on. First of all, we're going to start with a track from the Dubliners. You know, I don't actually think this is an Irish song. I think it's a folk song. Of course it is. It's The Nightingale, and we all sat down together, love, to hear the nightingale sing. Now, before I play it, I'll tell you a little story. As many of you will know, during the 90s, I was involved in tandem cycling in a big way, fundraising, cycling around the world to raise much-needed funds for the National Council for the Blind of Ireland here in Ireland. And I made lots of friends, and we travelled through various countries in the world. And as we cycled along on the road, the peloton, or the group of cyclists, often broke into song. And I can remember on one occasion, when we were cycling through Europe, there was about 20 of us in the group, and somebody started to sing this song as we went along. Now, a lot of us didn't know all the words, but by the time we came to stop for our lunch, we all knew the words, and I'm sure we must have looked a strange sight, travelling along the road, singing this particular song at the top of our voices.
As I went a-walking one morning in May, I spied a young couple so fondly astray. One was a young maid so sweet and so fair, and the other one was a soldier and a brave grenadier. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream. And they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. When out of his knapsack he took a fine fiddle, and he played such a merry tune that you ever did hear. He played such a merry tune that the valleys did ring. And they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream. And they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. Then said this fair maid, will you marry me? Oh no, said the soldier, however can that be? For I have a wife at home in my own country, and she is the fairest little maid that you ever did see. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream.
happy boats sat down together, love to hear the nightingale sing.
Now I'm off to Vienna for 7 long years, drinking wine and strong whiskey and lots of strong beer. But if ever I return again, it will be in the spring. Then we'll both sit down together, love to hear the nightingale sing.
And a kiss so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream. And they both sat down together, love to hear the nightingale sing. And a kiss so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream. And they both sat down together, love to hear the nightingale sing.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Shin.
A recording of a live performance there from the Dubliners and their version of the Nightingale, obviously recorded in Germany, hence his Dankeschön at the end during that applause. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I read out a poem for you about the mammy, you remember, and I told you that we here in Ireland often refer to our mothers as the mammy in a loving sort of way. And I'm wondering, speaking of German there a few moments ago, I'm wondering if the same thing applies in Germany to the Mutti. But here's a piece along the same lines. That's, in other words, about an Irish mother, about our mother. It doesn't happen to be an Irish mother, but it's sung for us here by Foster and Allen. A Mother's Way.
It's just a mother's way to worry through the day about every little thing, like falling off a swing when you are out at play. The years slide quickly by, the summers seem to fly, and then you're moving on. You break out on your own, but you don't see her cry. For a while she hides behind a smile, but then her eyes reveal she worries still today. Understand, a little tenderness will go a long, long way. And now the years have flown, she's sitting all alone with all her photographs and memories of the past. She's glad when you come home. For a while she hides behind the sun, but then her eyes reveal she worries still today. A little tenderness will go a long, long way. For a while she hides behind a smile, but then her eyes reveal she worries still.
On last week's programme, I played a track by Anne Breen, if you remember, and I said what a beautiful, sweet voice she had. And I got two emails during the week agreeing with me and saying, could we have some more of Anne Breen? But I haven't got an album of Anne Breen, but I do have one or two tracks, including this one. So I hope that Mary and also Philip, both of whom sent me emails looking for more Anne Breen, will enjoy this track.
Tell you what you are to me. You are the rose of my heart. You are the love of my life. Flower not fading or falling apart. If you're tired, rest your head. Your eyes, your smile is the sun come to earth for a day to brighten the darkest of skies. You are the rose of my heart. You are the love of my life. Flower
Yes, I'll have to get my hands and ears on some Anne Breen albums if I possibly can. Now, I am aware that some listeners listening to me in Boston, and I'm playing this next track for all people living in Boston or around Boston. But I have to explain a little. It's sung for us here by Mike Denver, and he's telling the story of he's here in Ireland. It's, mind you, this is the wrong time of the year to do it because it's the end of August with him. And the holiday season is over and all the children have gone back to school. And he's thinking of a young lady he met who came to, it's Kerry, I imagine, from Boston during the summer. And he was madly in love with her. My Boston Rose from Mike Denver.
Now the autumn leaves are falling, and the tourists have all gone, and the children, they have all gone back to school. And my life is as it was before. I work 8 hours a day, but the company's still making all the rules. There's a girl in Massachusetts, south of Boston town, she said, and her lovely face is with me all the day. But I met her down in Ochilee, golden hair upon her head. Well, I took her heart and she stole mine away. So goodbye, my Boston Beauty. Farewell, my Boston Rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you. No threat to you, I pose. Goodbye, my Boston Beauty. Farewell, my Boston Rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes. There's a song we sang all summer in the bars of Dublin town. I can hear it on the factory radio. And the feelings I remember when I hear that simple tune make me wonder if it really happened so. For we laughed and loved together till the summer days were gone, and she had to fly across the ocean wide. So goodbye, my Boston Beauty, until we meet again. And I keep a fire burning deep inside. So goodbye, my Boston Beauty. Farewell, my Boston Rose. I wait for you, I think of you. A friend to you, I pose. Goodbye, my Boston Beauty. Farewell, my Boston Rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes. Some nights when I'm drinking and my friends have gathered round, and just for fun someone brings up your name, well, I smile there with the rest of them, but I can't hear a sound. I love you, but to them it's all the same. And I, my love, you come into my mind, and visions flash across the Emerald Isle. Well, I watch the moon there up above, and I leave this earth behind, and I call to you as I go sailing by. So goodbye, my Boston Beauty. Farewell, my Boston Rose. I'll wait for you, I think of you. No threat to you, I pose. So goodbye, my Boston Beauty. Farewell, my Boston Rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes. I wish that you were here, so farewell.
That's a lovely song. I like that. That was Mike Denver's version of My Boston Rose. And I'm sure we'll be hearing that song a lot more on future editions of Sounds Irish. I found out a bit more during the week about our good friend Percy French. I play quite a lot of Percy French's material on Sounds Irish because I think he was a wonderful songwriter. Mind you, that wasn't his job. I think at one time in his life, he was a drains inspector. Oh, he was born in 1854 and died in 1920. And we've had, well, I think even later on in the program, we might have another Percy French song. But here we're having one of my favorite Percy French songs. It was featured in the movie years ago of Blue Lagoon. And it's the Paddy Riley version of Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff.
Oh, the Garden of Eden has vanished, they say. But I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finlay and stop when halfway to Coutil. It's there you will find it, I know sure enough, where fortune has come to my call. Oh, the grass, it grows green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky hangs over it all. In tones that are tender and tones that are gruff, still whispers come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. Oh, my mother once told me, when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, sure I looked at the sky on that very first morn, and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled at them all. Oh, that baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers, come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. Sing it with me now, come on. Oh, that baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers, come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Paddy Riley singing Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. You see, Bally James Duff is in County Cavan, and Riley is a very popular name in Cavan. And I want to say hello to any listener, to me, no matter what part of the world you're in, if you're from County Cavan. I hope that brought happy memories back to you. We Irish are great people for stories. We love stories. We love listening to stories. We love telling stories. And most of our songs tell stories. This next one, for instance, sung for us by Anne-Marie O'Riordan, Each Time I Look Into Your Eyes, tells the story of the girl who's, what's the word, the phrase they use, carrying a torch for young Johnny. And, well, she's a bit shy, and he's a bit shy, but it all works out well in the end. Anne-Marie O'Riordan, Each Time I Look Into Your Eyes.
He reached for his cap that hung on the door as he bid everybody goodbye. Thanks for the tea, I'll see you tomorrow, please God, if the weather holds dry. Young Maggie thanked Johnny for coming around and helping to bring in the hay, but nobody body, heart, her whispering thoughts, the words she was wanting to say. Johnny, Johnny, I'm falling in love with you. Why can't you realize? Can't you feel the beat of my heart each time that I look in your eyes? Now Maggie and Johnny go back a long way to a childhood of sweet memories. Walking from school on a warm summer's day and climbing those shady oak trees. But school days are over and Johnny has said to some foreign shores he may go. And it breaks her wee heart that Johnny may part, not knowing how she loves him so. Johnny, Johnny, I'm falling in love with you. Why can't you realize? Can't you feel the beat of my heart each time that I look in your eyes? It was late the next day when the work was all done. She caught him alone for a while. He said, how's it going, young Maggie McCann, me girl with the heavenly smile? Her rosy cheeks flushed as she stared at the ground. At Johnny, you're telling me lies. Then she lifted her head when the words that he said brought tears to her pretty blue eyes. Hey Maggie, I'm falling in love and this night is too young for goodbyes. Can't you hear the beat of my heart each time that I look in your eyes?
As I've said so often on Sounds Irish, my favourite Irish female singer, Anne-Marie O'Riordan, and Each Time I Look Into Your Eyes. And they all lived happily ever after. Now, here's a wonderful song that the last time I played it, was it the Mike Denver version I played a couple of months ago? I received a wonderful email from a man who said how much he enjoyed the song because it meant a lot to him because it summed up his life in a way. This is the story of a young man named Paddy who leaves his home in Ireland to go to work and to find work abroad. And he has, well, it tells the story of his life working on the building sites and working in the England on the building sites and how he's come to the end of his days and he's reminiscing his life, the things he did during his life, the good things, the bad things, the things he should have done, the things he didn't do. And then at the end there's a rather poignant verse where he sees another young man coming along and he sees himself in the same light and he gives the man a little bit of advice. Here's Jerry Carney's interpretation of Paddy.
From his window he watches as people, they come and go on their way, rushing to catch the train homewards, as he often did in his day. He remembers the dark of the mornings and the days he worked in the rain. The good times, the bad times, and the friends that he knew. He'll never see them again. At night when the streets are deserted, except for the takeaway signs, he thinks of the men that he worked with on the buildings, the roads, and the mines. The girl that he met in the galley, he thought he might make her his own. And maybe if there was less drinking, he wouldn't have wound up alone. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for do it if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. He can never explain just what happened. Years seem to pass like a day. Was it the rain or the shovel took the strength from his limbs away? Sometimes he thinks of the boy that led from his house to the lane, and the fields that he worked with his father. He'll never see them again. B is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for do it if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. As he makes his way back to the shelter, rain starts to fall on the ground. A young man just in from Cork City asks him where work could be found. He said, son, take a long look at Paddy, and remember, whatever you do, this broken old man that you're seeing was once a young fella like you. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for do it if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on.
Just after the Second World War, many young Irishmen did exactly what Paddy did in that song. They left Ireland at a very young age and went over to work in England on the roads, in the mines, on the building, and some of them never came home. They made lots of promises, and there was a special life all of its own. My own father did, but he didn't quite finish up that way. He changed direction, but that's for another day. But that was a wonderful song, sung for us there by Jerry Carney, and it sums up Paddy. Here's a song sung by a very dear friend of mine who is no longer with us. He's gone to God. Now, we've heard various versions of this song on Sounds Irish, singing the praises of Limerick. And I hope I've got some Limerick listeners listening to me this week, because we're going to dedicate this to you. And it's my dear friend, Sean Dunphy, and his version of Limerick, You're a Lady.
Oh, Limerick, you're a lady. Your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flows. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. As children, you and I spent endless days of fun in winter snow or summer's golden sun. We fished in silver streams, the fabric of my dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, oh Limerick, you're a lady. Your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me. The one true love that I have ever known. A gift that time has made to travelers on their way, seeking out the beauty of our land. A shrine where children play, and bells ring out to say, thank God we're living just to feel the freedom of each day. Oh, Limerick, you're a lady. Your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love. Where I go, while waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. The one true love that I have ever known.